The artificial intelligence landscape is experiencing some profound developments that challenge both our technological assumptions and our security frameworks. The European Central Bank's decision to summon major financial institutions over AI cybersecurity flaws represents the kind of regulatory intervention that could reshape how AI systems are deployed in critical infrastructure.
This is exactly the intersection of technology and systemic risk that regulators have been worried about, Sarah. When the ECB takes this kind of direct action, it's typically because they've identified vulnerabilities that could threaten financial stability. The banking sector has been aggressively adopting AI for everything from fraud detection to algorithmic trading, but the security implications haven't always kept pace with implementation.
The research on inaudible sounds hidden in podcasts that can hijack a fort. Hi, Abelstrems. AI voice assistance illustrates just how sophisticated these attack vectors are becoming. This isn't theoretical vulnerability. It's a practical exploitation method that could affect millions of devices without users even knowing their systems have been compromised. The implications for privacy and device security are staggering.
What's particularly concerning is the scale at which these vulnerabilities could be exploited. Podcasts reach massive audiences, and if malicious actors can embed inaudible commands that trigger AI assistants to perform unauthorized actions, we're looking at a potential attack surface that includes virtually every smart device in American homes and businesses.
The quantum computing story from the Flatiron Institute is equally fascinating, but from a different angle. Physicists using tensor networks on a regular laptop to match D-Wave's quantum annealing results challenges a major supremacy claim from 2025. This raises fundamental questions about when quantum advantages are real versus when they're artifacts of limited classical computing approaches.
This kind of scientific challenge is exactly what the field needs, even if it's uncomfortable for companies that have made significant commercial claims about quantum supremacy. D-Wave's business model depends partly on demonstrating that quantum computers can solve problems that classical computers cannot. So having university researchers replicate those results on consumer hardware creates both technical and financial implications.
The White House approval of $9 billion for intelligence agencies to acquire NVIDIA chips and deploy advanced Dolichin AI systems represents a massive federal commitment to staying competitive in AI capabilities. This classified funding targeting the CIA and NSA suggests recognition at the highest levels that AI capabilities have become central to national security.
That level of investment also reveals how seriously the intelligence community is taking threats from adversaries who are making similar investments. The Iranian hacker groups posing as recruiters to target U.S. aviation engineers represent exactly the kind of sophisticated AI-enhanced cyber operations that this funding is designed to counter.
NVIDIA CEO Jensen Huang's comments about the narrative linking AI to job loss being too lazy are interesting in this context. His argument is essentially that AI will create new types of work rather than simply eliminating existing jobs, but that perspective becomes more complex when you consider the massive government investments in AI for intelligence and defense applications.
Senator Bernie Sanders' criticism of Marc Andreessen for praising AI bots over human workers highlights this tension perfectly. When prominent venture capitalists celebrate AI's potential to replace human labor, it creates political pressure for policies that limit AI deployment or require human oversight mechanisms.
The corporate restructuring at Microsoft under Satya Nadella reflects how seriously major technology companies are taking these AI-era organizational challenges, dismantling decades-old executive structures and replacing them with smaller, flatter groups suggests recognition that traditional corporate hierarchies may be inadequate for the speed of AI development and deployment.
Microsoft's organizational changes also reflect competitive pressure. When you're competing with companies like OpenAI and Anthropic that have fundamentally different organizational structures, traditional corporate bureaucracy can become a strategic disadvantage. The ability to make rapid decisions about AI development and deployment may determine market leadership.
Cloudflare's announcement of a six-layer platform for AI agents illustrates how infrastructure companies are positioning themselves for this new technological landscape. the ability to provide secure, scalable platforms for AI deployment could become as important as the AI models themselves.
Amazon's BAI wearable drawing fresh privacy concerns shows how consumer AI products are raising new regulatory questions. The device's expansive data collection, cloud storage, and third-party sharing practices highlight the gap between AI capabilities and existing privacy protection frameworks.
Even religious institutions are grappling with these questions. Pope Leo XIV's call to disarm AI in his first encyclical represents moral and ethical concerns about AI development that transcend technical considerations. When the Vatican issues formal positions on technology policy, it influences both individual behavior and government regulation worldwide.
The convergence of these developments, regulatory pressure from central banks, scientific challenges to quantum supremacy claims, massive government AI investments, corporate reorganization, and religious ethical guidance suggests we're at an inflection point where AI deployment is becoming a matter of institutional policy rather than just technical capability.
Looking ahead, the next 6 months will likely determine whether AI development continues at its current pace or whether regulatory, ethical, and security concerns create enough friction to slow implementation. The ECB's actions could be the beginning of much more aggressive oversight of AI in critical infrastructure sectors.